a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We have sunshine, 66 degrees. KSL's top story is developing news. An investigation into the Davis School District has found widespread harassment against Black and Asian American students. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffemeyer is live in the 24-hour news center with the latest. Kira, this is a federal investigation by the Justice Department that ends with the settlement, and we've heard some details. What kind of harassment was involved here? Slurs, physical assaults, what?
Yeah, so some Black and Asian American students, Black students in particular, reported being frequently called the N-word. Some Asian American students reported being called yellow or squinty. Some say they were even told to go back to China. There were some physical assaults reported as well among those hundreds of verbal assaults. A letter from the department says the district told Black and Asian American students not to be sensitive and made excuses for harassing students, explaining away the behavior by saying they weren't trying to be racist. As part of the investigation, the district did agree to a settlement where it has to take steps to make sure this doesn't happen again, Jeff.
So what are the steps that they have to take? Can you detail them now, or is it really intricate?
So there's about 8 different bullet points on the steps that Davis has to take. The top 3 that I sort of picked out here was that Davis has to retain a consultant to review and revise any anti-discrimination policies and procedures, and that consultant would basically take on leading any institutional reforms that have to happen in the district. Secondly, the district has to make a department to handle race discrimination complaints, and it has to offer trainings to staff to respond to complaints of harassment and discrimination. And it also has to provide clear communications to parents and students on how to report if they're experiencing anything like this.
You know, we use the words has to, the district has to, but really they choose to because this is a settlement that was agreed to with the Justice Department in Washington. Thanks so much, Kira. KSL News Time, 5:32. In Salt Lake City, police are investigating anti-Asian graffiti found at the International Peace Gardens. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has details.
The Council on American Islamic Relations is standing in solidarity with the Asian American community today after this graffiti was found at the International Peace Gardens in Salt Lake City over the weekend. The foul language was sprayed onto features in the Japanese Tea Garden area and nowhere else in the Peace Gardens. CARE says it's yet another instance of anti-Asian hatred happening around the country and calls the vandalism disturbing. Salt Lake City police say they are investigating but can't comment further. However, they are asking anyone with information about the graffiti to come forward. Nick Wyatt, at KSL News Radio.
A CDC panel this afternoon cleared the way for Moderna and J&J booster shots. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the CDC advisory panel giving those shots unanimous approval. They are also saying their recommendation should only be a part of the decision-making process.
So important is to make sure that patients are truly educated about the benefit-risk balance based on their own personal situation.
The vote means millions more Americans are closer to getting a COVID-19 booster. These government advisors have now endorsed extra dosers for all 3 of the nation's vaccines and opened the possibility of choosing a different company's brand for your next shot. Final approval must still come from the CDC. The World Health Organization estimates as many as 180,000 healthcare workers globally have died from COVID-19. The organization's leader is also warning that more healthcare workers need to be vaccinated. BBC data compiled from 119 countries shows 2 in 5 healthcare workers are vaccinated. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he is taking legal and legislative action to fight vaccine mandates. DeSantis telling a group of supporters today that getting vaccinated against COVID should be a choice.
That's something that cannot wait until the regular legislative session next year. And so we will be calling the legislature back for a special session.
DeSantis says he's even planning action against private businesses in his state. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The search for Brian Laundrie is over. More from ABC's Trevor Ault.
Authorities confirming the remains discovered in Florida's Carlton Nature Reserve are those of Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie. The Northport Police Department saying those remains are skeletal, and the FBI making the confirmation using a comparison of dental records. The grim discovery, made off a nature trail alongside Laundrie's backpack and notebook, found a month after his disappearance in an area previously underwater.
ABC's Trevor Ault in Venice, Florida. The Laundrie family attorney says that they're asking for privacy. The attorney for Gabby Petito's family says they are grieving their daughter. KSL News Time, 5:35. Just released statistics show the number of Utahns dying by suicide or accidental drug overdose remains high, but it hasn't significantly changed during the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
The Utah Department of Health says they have not seen any significant changes in the number of these deaths in Utah since March 2020. Opioid Fatality Research Coordinator Megan Brockmeyer.
For every drug overdose that results in death, there are many more non-fatal overdoses. And we know that these also have emotional and economic consequences.
Suicide Prevention Research Coordinator Michael Staley.
You know, we're still in the midst of a pandemic and things can still change. I hope that's not the case.
They emphasize checking in on friends, family, and coworkers using the Safe UT app or 1-800-273-TALK. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Ricky Meese. Help! What's going on out there?
We still have some leftover delays traveling I-15, and it stretches along Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and a little bit in Utah counties. The worst of it is definitely going to be in Davis County, northbound I-15 from the Highway 89 split up to Hill Air Force Base in Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.